Yeah, you know, really pleased. I thought we showed character today in many ways. That last time here, we were 2-0 up and drew. Getting beat last week at Wolves, and also scoring a goal and then conceding straight away. So I think many aspects, you know, we had to stand strong as a team today. And you know, I'm absolutely delighted with the win. And it's a huge boost for us again. You know, one defeat in nine, unbeaten in five at home. And, you know, we're starting to build a bit of momentum. Yeah, it's good to see the table. You know, I only quickly glanced at it, but it is a good feeling to see us out there. You know, we just got to keep that belief. You know, when we play kind of that positive way we did today, with our fullbacks driving forward at every opportunity, you know, we look like we can create and score goals. I thought Ben was excellent today. He's getting better and better. The Barnes are always going to have moments because they've got a lot of attacking players. Mike Little's performance, he was up against a very good player today, and Harvey Barnes, he's someone we tried to get in the summer. We couldn't get the deal done. Very talented player, and we spoke to him during the week, him and Sammy, about seeing that side of their team off. And Mark scored one and made one, and the lads got brought off, so you can't do much more than that. I thought it was an excellent performance from Mark, and he's got to build on that. Well, we haven't got a game this midweek, so we've got a chance to prepare. Obviously, you're coming at the Christmas period, that is a busy week, and that's why, you know, I was pleased the lads who came on today made a contribution again, because it's going to be so important. And a few of those will be playing on Monday night in the under 23s, because we've got to make sure that those players are up to speed. And you know, Berkey's come in today and done well again, obviously the pen apart, but it, you know, it played really well.
I know the well, you're on a bit of a tightrope with the FA as it is, but is it me or a referee's getting a bit soft nowadays? Because some of those decisions were quite incredible, especially the bookings.
Well, I've just done an interview on Sky, and they asked me about, were we fortunate to get the penalty? Well, I hadn't seen them, but I have now seen we should have had three penalties today. There's one where Josh Fellers knocked it past the lad in the box, and he's absolutely wiped him out. Will Buckley's running through on the left-hand side and got pulled back, which is a pen. And obviously the one we got is this clear-cut pen, as you ever likely see. Will Buckley did great. He's nicked the ball away from him, and the lad's launched in it and taken him. So I don't think there's any complaints in those decisions. Yeah, listen, there was some strange calls around the pitch today, but the ref's always not done too bad when we've won. I don't mind it too much.
I guess the only minor gripe would probably be looking back to maybe the Reading game. It seems as though the team get into a bit of a defensive mind when they get a 2-goal lead. Is that a natural thing, or is that an inbuilt thing? Is it a worry, or is it something to look at going forward, or is it just me being a bit picky?
Well, I mean, it's not a worry today because we've seen the game through well. But we don't intentionally, like against Reading, sit back. You know, sometimes the opposition change things and go more direct, like Barnsley did, you know, went 4-4-2 towards the end of the game. Obviously, sometimes tired legs can play a part. But I thought the subs came on today and gave us a lift. You know, Armstrong could have had a couple of goals. Newley did some great stuff. And, you know, in a game when Barnsley have got that many attacking players on the pitch, there is going to be moments. But when they had them, we handled them well, starting, obviously, with Ben in goal.
Another good point, Aaron Wilbraham coming back, getting a bit of time under his belt. Probably not as much as what he wanted, but again, a positive for the squad.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at, you know, when we've been ahead in games and seen games through, you know, Aaron's been a miss for us, and because, you know, Gazza's working very hard at the top of the pitch, and Aaron's got a lot of experience and nous and know-how, and you know, we can talk about and do training sessions in that period of the game what we're going to do, but sometimes a player like Aaron coming on and Craig Noon can just see the game through for us like they did today.